I distinctly remember when we were getting around Harbor Center liquor laws, and we weren't officially, we didn't officially have bar service. We did it cheaper by me dragging a bunch of impubbers down to the Harbor Center liquor store to like load up. And then I'd forget where I put the booze. And I'm not kidding you, it would be 2 months later, and I'd be looking for a power cord and open up a filing cabinet, and whoa, there'd be 12 beers in there. But to get away from it, so we would have food served out there, and then we would have this table, this desk turned this way, and we'd put a fancy schmancy tablecloth on it, and we had all of our own wine glasses. And I used a mail room tub and loaded it up with ice. And so we had beer on ice, and then we had wine. And throughout the course of what, let's just say the party wasn't limited to particular hours. So it would continue on, and gradually everyone would sort of, like a kitchen party, a classic kitchen party, where everyone would migrate from that
once the food's gone.
And I would sometimes take food and bring it in here and come in here. So there would always be a very enthusiastic, rare and to go group that would stay here till all hours. And I would stay here with them sometimes. Yeah.
Did you ever get caught out by the Harbor Center?
Yeah, they would complain to me that, you know, Joanne, they would suggest, they wouldn't tell, they would suggest that I do that, and I would say, well, I'll take your suggestion under advisement, and then the next semester I'd be back down at the liquor store with my half a dozen M-pubbers and a Safeway cart. And away we go.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the M-pub functions have always been as fun as they were.
The M-pub functions have always been really fun. And I know that Jen Kroll's group, I do recall some particularly fun times with them. And they used to have off-site parties, too, that they'd invite us to. And I remember a couple of early cohorts that used to do that. So my son, who will be 29 years old on Sunday, grew up with the Master of Publishing program.
Oh, wow.
So from the time, like literally, from the time he was just a real little kid, and I would take him to parties with me sometimes. So I have distinct recollections of transitioning him into his jammies at M-Pub parties. And I remember one time kind of looking over, and there were about four students, and they were dancing, and they had him hanging from his ankles.
Oh my gosh.
Just kind of going like this, and he was having the time of his life. And he was like, oh, this is so much fun. Ah. And they were like really making him the center of attention. And I didn't care if he broke his neck or what. I was just looking at this and...